Mark chapter 2. And again he entered into Capernaum, after some days, and it was understood that he was in the house. And immediately many were assembled, so that there was no room to receive them, not even about the door, and he preached the word to them. And they come to him, bringing one sick with the paralysis, who was borne by four. And when they could not come near to him by reason of the crowd, they uncovered the roof where he was, and when they had broken it up, they let down the bed on which the sick with the paralysis lay. When Yeshua saw their faith, he said to the sick with the paralysis, "Son, your sins are forgiven." But there were some of the scribes sitting there, and reasoning in their hearts, "Why does this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but Elohim only?" And immediately, when Yeshua perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said to them, "Why do you reason these things in your hearts? Which is easier, to say to the sick with the paralysis, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Arise, and take up your bed, and walk'? But so that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins," he says to the sick with the paralysis, "I say to you, arise, and take up your bed, and go into your house." And immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went forth before them all, so that they were all amazed, and glorified Elohim, saying, "We never saw it in this fashion." And he went forth again by the seaside, and all the multitude resorted to him, and he taught them. And as he passed by, he saw Levi the son of Alphaeus, sitting at the receipt of custom, and said to him, "Follow me." And he arose, and followed him. And it came to pass, that as Yeshua sat at the table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners also sat together with Yeshua and his disciples, for there were many, and they followed him. And when the scribes and Pharisees saw him eating with tax collectors and sinners, they said to his disciples, "How is it that he eats and drinks with tax collectors and sinners?" When Yeshua heard it, he says to them, "Those who are in health have no need for a physician, but those who are sick do. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners, to repentance." And the disciples of John, and of the Pharisees, were fasting, and they come, and say to him, "Why do the disciples of John, and of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?" And Yeshua said to them, "Can the friends of the bridegroom fast, while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the days will come, when the bridegroom shall be taken from them, and then they will fast in those days. No man also seweth a patch of new cloth on an old garment. Or else the new piece that filled it up takes away from the old, and the rent is made worse. And no man puts new wine into old bottles, or else the new wine bursteth the bottles, and the wine is spilled, and the bottles will be marred, but new wine must be put into new bottles." And it came to pass, that he went through the grain fields on the Sabbath, and his disciples began, as they went, to pluck the ears of grain. And the Pharisees said to him, "Behold, why do they do on the Sabbath that which is not lawful?" And he said to them, "Have you never read what David did, when he had need, and was hungry, he and those who were with him? How he went into the house of Elohim, in the days of Abiathar the high priest, and ate the showbread, which it is not lawful to eat, but for the priests, and also gave to those who were with him? And he said to them, 'The Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. Therefore the Son of Man is master also of the Sabbath.'"